Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at TheItsPossibleGuy. And today is episode 202. And if this is your first time listening, this podcast is just about how to love and enjoy your life and stop worrying about whether you're single or not. And today's episode is entitled, Is That Noise in My Head or Guidance? Now, for me personally, one of the things that I have struggled with for so long is dealing with so much noise in my head. You know, every one of us, we have so many, you can call it noise, you can call it thoughts, you can call it whatever you want. But we've got all this barrage of thoughts going through my head. And where I really struggle at times is thinking that it's helpful, thinking that it's useful, more importantly, thinking that it's direction from God. But 99.9% of the noise that comes through my head is not direction from God. And this is where I think so many people struggle. You know, it's like, okay, am I supposed to do this thing? Am I supposed to do this thing right now? Which thing is better to do? And I was reading a book in Creativity, Inc. And it talks about, there's this quote in there that says, hey, if you don't know which hill to attack, and you've got a choice of two hills, attack one. And then if you realize you've attacked the wrong one, attack the next one. Indecision is also a decision. Now, again, I don't know for you guys what keeps you stuck. But for me, truthfully, it can be that noise in my head. What am I supposed to be doing in this moment? Is this what I'm meant to do? You know, for years, I've tried to get rid of the noise in my head. However, whatever you place a magnifying glass on grows. I mean, you guys have all seen the Ghostbusters movie, right? And if you haven't, I definitely recommend it. But in the Ghostbusters movie, all that it takes is for one of the Ghostbusters to think about something, this tiny little Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and all of a sudden he grows and he becomes huge. Thought and basically sitting with and paying attention to all the thinking that goes through our head, all it does is makes it grow. What would I love for you guys to see out of today? I would love for you guys to understand, and I know this is challenging to understand, but for me at least, it was so hard to believe that everything coming through my head was not coming from God. That it was not insight, that it was not direction, that it was not wisdom. And not knowing the difference. So how do we know the difference whether God is actually giving me a direction and guidance for my life versus whether, you know, what I call on here crazy leprechaun thinking. You know, it's like there's a leprechaun in the corner that's drunk and he's just, you know, shouting all kinds of random stuff. How do you know? Well, for me, it feels different. You know, even as I'm thinking about it in this moment, the different insights that I've received over the past few days, they come with a clarity. There's almost this opening up feeling for me. Like the clouds kind of part a little bit. I'm not talking the clouds are like, you know, moving out of the way of the sun super fast. But there is a flavor. There's this hint of this openness, of this space, of this, oh. You know, and it feels true. It lands. You know, plenty of other stuff, it's like it tries to land, but it can't because it's not true. You know, one of my favorite names for the Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. Why? Because if something isn't true, it cannot land. You know, like when something just resonates with you, It can't do that. So a simple way of putting that is an insight should feel good. It should feel, oh, like there should be a tiny hint of wonder to it. You know, and plenty of, like, it won't feel bad. It won't have that angsty feeling. You know, I even when I think about the thoughts that I have that come through my head that are all just that crazy leprechaun thinking, when those try to come through my head and they try to act like, you know, insights, they just don't feel right. So you, if something feels bad, you don't have to spend time overthinking it, over worrying about it. It's okay to let it go. Now, one of the other things that I do want to share, and I'm pretty sure I've shared it on this podcast before, but I want to share that sometimes I wish that my head would just be clear and empty of all noise. But that's not on offer. Like, the more you try to clear every noise out of your head, the more noise you find. You know, it's like you start cleaning a dirty house and then you start finding, you know, the dirt, and then under stuff, you start finding the dust bunnies. And like, the more you search and search, like, to get everything perfectly clean, the more you see there's dirt. Or another analogy, it's like if you've got a clock in your room that has the ticking noise, then if you start paying attention to that and you're like, oh, that is so annoying, like, it's just going to feel louder. The only way I have found that lessens the noise is to pay no attention to it. You know, it's kind of like Wizard of Oz, where they say, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, right? It's that. Pay no attention to all the noise that comes through. You know, I think one of the other things for me that's coming through now is, you know, so often I'm like, uh-oh, what if that was revelation? What if that was direction from God? What if I missed it? Guys, if it doesn't feel good, if it feels angsty, it's not from him. Like, it doesn't matter why we have noise in our head. The only thing that matters is, would you like to pay less attention to the noise? Would you like to have more experiences of receiving wisdom and insight? I will also add that I really do believe questions invite insight. They invite revelation. It's like, you know, if I have a question, if I have a thought about something, you know, and I take the time to just sit with that question, really cool stuff comes. So let's recap for a second. Insights, revelation, wisdom, whatever you want to call them, it generally will feel good. It will have a hint of wonder. And it will have it'll just feel good. And if there's any thoughts that keep coming through your head, even the ones that are constantly repeating through your head that you're ruminating on, if it feels angsty, if it feels yucky, just let it go. And the more you notice, the more you pay attention to those beautiful experiences. And I will add, like, sometimes we think that, you know, insight has to be this huge thing. No, the tiniest of things can be insights. And the more you start noticing insights and looking for them, the more of them you'll see, because we find and see what we're looking for. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, guys. And whatever you felt inspired to do as a result of listening today, go do it.